Hello, my name is Julia Landis, and I will share my faith statement. I believe in the beauty of nature that people should protect. I believe in a higher power that created natural beauty, and an unconditional love that everybody should be able to express in any way they see fit. I believe that everybody is worthful, and that each and every human is inherently good. I believe in a force that connects every living thing, which is why we should respect nature and be respectful to other humans. I believe in the power of music that connects people. I believe that people should discover their own beliefs as long as they aren't harming other people. I believe in a life that we should live to the fullest of our potential. I believe in Unitarian Universalism. Thank you.
My name is Sahara Clemens, and I'll be sharing my faith statement. I do not believe in God or any other divine being as the creator or observer of life. I do not believe one's life is set in stone. What happens throughout a person's life is based upon the interconnectedness of humans, the environment, time, and space. I believe we are all connected and act as one body, leaving an imprint on the world, fundamentally changing our world and future generations. It is human nature to strive to be loved, as well as to please others to express one's love. I believe our relationships with others are the most influential what ultimately happens in our lifetime. I also believe love is what drives us as human beings and how we survive. I believe in community. I believe in humanity. I believe in love. Thank you.
All right, so I am going to be saying my faith statement, which is, yeah, so that's a thing that's going to happen. So you should enjoy life for what it is, especially just the little things that kind of make you laugh a little bit. Specifically, just off the top of my head, I can think of a few videos of opossums on snowboards that made me laugh until I cried, and just that general kind of thing you should appreciate. And there are so many things that are incredibly cool about existence in general, and, you know, the fact that humans exist, but you need to make sure to keep that kind of thing in perspective. While everything may seem great, like, you know, human existence is sort of a useful thing, there are pretty large issues with on a societal scale that really should be worked on and changed for the better, especially in regards to human thought. While I definitely would say that it's pretty useful, you know, the whole sentience thing. You should not always think of everything in terms of black and white. So you should respect other people's opinions, yes, but if those opinions actively degrade or harm another group, you don't necessarily need to just deal with them. You can actively resist them and protest them in a way that you seem fit, as long as it's not infringing upon the rights of another human or actively degrading them in the manner of which you are resisting them. In short, you should respect everybody's right to have an opinion, but the opinions themselves do not inherently demand respect.
Hello, I'm Will Edelson, and I'm going to share my faith statement. I believe there might be a God, but I should live my life and not really worry about if there is or not, because for me, there's no real way to know. And I believe people should live by a moral code, including honor, justice, and equality. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Ethan Hartog, and this is my faith statement. I believe that there is likely a higher power. I believe we shouldn't judge each other based on our religion or faith, as long as we work towards equality and justice. I believe that your actions define you and who you would like to be, and that you should treat everyone with respect regardless of their situation. I believe we should always work hard to accomplish something. And even though my faith is ever-changing, this is what I believe now. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Hallie, and this is my faith statement. Faith is not scientific. It cannot be proved or disproved, and yet our faiths carry us through life. We lean on them and cultivate them in good times and bad. When life casts me adrift, my faith is the North Star. I value kindness. I value love and friendship. I believe that we are all connected by an energy we can't explain. Life is the focal point for that energy, the beacon that it gathers around. All life deserves respect, but not all actions do. I don't believe in a God or anyone watching over us. I believe in a force that connects, a web that we are all bound to. Religion and spiritual practices help connect us to that force. Faith is hope put into actions. I hope that my life will make my world a better place, and I have faith in myself to make that happen. I have faith in life. Thank you.
My name is Ellie Ransom, and I'm going to be sharing my faith statement. I am a third-generation Unitarian Universalist. I have grown up going to RE and have had a solid UU upbringing. This has resulted in my having a very open-minded view on life. My dad is a scientist, my family is very liberal, and everyone in my household is an atheist. I have grown up with a very scientific and critical view on life. All of this has led to where I am now, who I am, and what I believe. No one created the world. We are not on a mission, there's no big meaning of life, and we were not sent here to do anything. But we are here, and we create our own missions. I believe we must help others in need. Share what you have. Work to make the world a better place, whether the actions you take are big or small. Everyone should help where they can, whether that means donating, volunteering, or sharing a kind word. Every little thing makes a difference. Just like the butterfly effect, I believe every person makes an imprint on the world, and that imprint should be positive. I believe we should work for a world of global peace and cooperation, respecting our differences while seeking common ground. We are all human, no matter our race, sexual orientation, gender, etc. Everyone is worthy of love and deserves happiness. I believe in justice and respect for everyone. I believe we must cherish our planet. When we destroy the earth, we destroy our home, ourselves. We all came from nature, are connected through nature, and we will all return to nature. When I die and get cremated, my ashes return into soil and grow into something new, and the cycle continues. I do not believe in destiny. I believe that you are responsible for your actions. You can't just pray to God and expect your problems to go away. You need to work for the change you seek, though that may be really hard sometimes. I understand that a higher being such as God is very important to some people, and I respect that. As long as you do not act upon your beliefs in a way that it will harm other people or things. Nothing comes after our deaths. I won't go on to live in an afterlife, my soul won't begin a new life in a different body, and I won't become a spirit going back to haunt the living. I will live through other people and their memories and thoughts. Many people and experiences have shaped my understanding of the world. I'm not tethered to any specific way of thinking. The beliefs and values that I hold dear are because of science, because of the way I was raised, because of the people I am surrounded by, and because of Unitarian Universalism. I am supported by all of these things, and they make me who I am. They will continue influencing me my entire life, and I'm grateful for this. Thank you.